Okay, so good morning, everyone. I am working now for nearly 2 years at the University of the West Indies in Trinidad as a postdoctoral researcher. And I want to present a part of my postdoctoral research, which consisting of calibrating an electromagnetic induction sensor. And the result is determining soil spatial variation in a thick and native tropical forest using electromagnetic induction sensor. And I want to begin by the 2011 is the year of the forest. So why this type of ecosystem is so important for us and our society? Firstly, forests cover about 31% of the total land area, among which 36% is a pristine forest. Forest is also recognized to be a hotspot for terrestrial biodiversity. And secondly, because a large amount of trade come from the forest products, which means that a large part of the human population depends on this type of ecosystem by living and working in the place. So the main question is how to maintain forest ecosystem. To maintain forest ecosystem implies to understand the tree-soil relationship. And if measurement on the above ground vegetation on the trees are relatively easy to get, those on the soil are extremely difficult, challenging, and demanding in terms of time, and even more when it's in tropical forests where the vegetation is extremely diverse and dense. So spatial variation in the soil properties of a tropical forest remain poorly understood, but is of increasing importance as we try to understand the implications and the consequences of a substantial land use change in a tropical ecosystem. So one of the main of the important challenge for ecologists is to understand tree-soil relationship. And there are two ways to do that. The first one consists of measuring and understanding the biological processes. It's a biological approach. That means to understand the effect of the trees on the soil properties. So by studying the quantity and the quality of the above and below ground litter, which change and increase the soil organic matter stock after the decomposition by the microorganisms in the soil. And simultaneously, the soil properties such as the clay, sand, silt content, the chemical composition, the pH, the build density, or the soil moisture will change the distribution of the vegetation in the place. And the second way to study the tree-soil relationship is a geophysical approach, which consists of using technology and models to predict human impact. Over the past 80 years, estimation of electrical conductivity, which is a standard soil physico-chemical measurement, has been used both in the laboratory and in the field to address agricultural and environmental concerns. For example, few studies present that. So the electrical magnetic induction sensor is used to measure the apparent soil electrical conductivity. And the first study show a good relationship between the electrical conductivity of the soil and the soil microbial activity, which was measured through the soil heterotrophic respiration, which is CO2 from the respiration of the microorganisms when they decompose soil organic matter. But the electrical conductivity is also linked with some soil chemical compositions, such as the soil organic carbon, and can be used as well to determine the distribution of a different type of vegetation in certain area. However, also the geophysical soil survey method already gives a good understanding of the spatial variation of soil properties at a small scale in a various temperate ecosystems. Investigation in a tropical ecosystems remain rare. So the objective of this study was to obtain a time-lapse EMI, electromagnetic induction images, for wet and dry seasons to determine differences in EMI response. To conduct a geophysical survey and response surface sampling in a native and a tick plot to test if a soil properties were correlated with the EMI signal, and to explore whether this approach identifies any differences in soil spatial variation as determined by EMI imaging between the native and the tick monospecific plots. So the experimental site is between the north and south of America in the first island of the Caribbean archipelago named Trinidad, and the 2 1-hectare plots are located in the south of Trinidad in a forested area. So one is a tick plantation, the second one is a native forest, where different measurements were taken. The first measurement is electrical conductivity, sampling all over the plot and represented by the black dot on the map. And then the soil was also sampled and analyzed for different properties, such as the silt, clay, sand content, water repellency measurements, soil hygroscopic coefficient, pH, and carbon content. The soil moisture was recorded every intersection between the layers, and the vegetation was characterized by the plantarian index pictures. So the electrical magnetic induction sensor is used to measure, as I said, the apparent soil electrical conductivity. And this system is relatively simple. It is carried a few centimeters above the ground. It's a long tube, and in which the electrical signal is transmitted to the soil by a transmitter and received from different dipoles. And for every electrical conductivity measurement, so every 2 seconds, a GPS coordinates are recorded. The 2 1-hectare plots are characterized like that by a 1-hectare tick plantation plot and characterized by a relatively open canopy and sparse tree cover. And 50 meters further, in the same type of soil, the native forest is characterized by a relatively close canopy and dense tree cover. The weather in Trinidad is characterized by 2 main seasons. So it's a wet, tropical wet climate, characterized by a dry season from January to May, during which 2 electrical conductivity surveys were recorded. And the rest is a rainy season, characterized by a relatively important precipitation, and during which 3 electrical conductivity surveys were taken. The mean temperature of 27 degrees is relatively constant all over the year. So this graph shows all the results of the soil moisture and soil electrical conductivity in both plots, native forest and tick plots, and for every 5 survey. And this presentation showed that the electrical conductivity increased during the rainy season when the soil moisture increased. So every survey were then mapped. So by subtracting the driest map of the electrical conductivity from the wetter one, we are able to see the differences due to the temporal variation of the soil moisture and the effect of this variation of soil moisture on the electrical conductivity. So that is mainly showed by the 2 last maps on the right for the native forest and the tick plantation. And a Spearman rank correlation test showed that the correlation between every survey are relatively high and show that the electrical conductivity is relatively constant all over the time. But what does the spatial variation of the electrical conductivity reveal? So this map were calculated for the tick plantation and the native forest, were calculated from all the electrical conductivity surveys and show that the variation, the spatial variation of the electrical conductivity was higher in the tick plantation than the native forest. But these two maps show the spatial variation of the electrical conductivity due to the spatial variation of the soil properties. So the principal component analysis was used to understand and to study the spatial variation of the soil properties in each plot. And the main results show that in the tick plantation, the only three variables explaining a large amount of the spatial variation of the soil properties are mainly the sand content, the clay content, and sand content, clay content, and soil hygroscopic coefficient. And all these three variables explain up to 40% of the soil spatial variation. The statistical results were less strong in the native forest, where only sand content and soil hygroscopic coefficient explain less than 30% of the soil spatial variation in the native forest. However, the pattern of the correlation between the electrical conductivity and the principal component were similar in both plots. The electrical conductivity, the correlation between the electrical conductivity was only significant with the first principal component, characterized by the sand clay content and soil hygroscopic coefficient and sand and soil hygroscopic coefficient. And the three of these three graphs show the correlation between the electrical conductivity and the soil hygroscopic coefficient, the sand content, the clay content, and the sand content in the tick plantation, and all these three correlations are highly significantly correlated. Significant. And the three other graphs show exactly the same type of correlation, but for the native forest, where the pattern of each correlation are quite similar, but the only the correlation between the electrical conductivity and the sand content is significant for this type of vegetation. So this study show that within the plantation and the native tropical forest, this instrument can be used to determine the spatial variation of the soil moisture over the time. Can be used as well to map the soil properties, such as the clay, sand content, and hygroscopic water coefficient. However, this result show that the electrical conductivity response varied between the type of the ecosystem, and a better electrical conductivity response was found into the tick plantation compared with the native forest. And that can be explained by the differences in vegetation. The complexity of the native forest can increase the biological interaction and mask a part of the response of the EMI in this type of ecosystem. But in the same time, the diversity and the density of the vegetation will change the evapotranspiration and, in turn, the soil water content and impact the electrical conductivity. However, the geophysical approach may provide a basis for future investigation of soil-tree relationship and be used to distinguish habitats. And in the future, the challenge for ecologists will be to consider fundamental research alongside technology, applied research, and human needs to determine the effect of the tree species or size on the soil fertility, as well as the effect of the soil properties on the tree growth rate. And I would like to conclude by technology such as EMI sensor, satellite imagery, process-based model provides increasingly efficient tools which should help to measure land use and management impacts at a local and regional scale more easily and at a low cost in order to prevent damage to ecosystem services, including deforestation in a tropical landscape. And thank you for your attention. So for the soil samples, one survey of soil was done. So 20 samples of soil were taken in each plot, but only once, and for a 31st centimeter depth. So the deep holes in the sensor are with a different orientation, and that gives information in a different level in the soil. And I use for this 2D because of the soil samples, the deep of the soil samples. I decided to use the electrical conductivity recording for the soil surface, which means between the 0 to 40 centimeter depth. And the rest could be around, you can measure the electrical conductivity above, below, 1 meter 30 centimeter.